You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Jethro Welter shoots and kills Alan Nielsen, believing Nielsen killed a neighbor's dog. Welter loads 60 pounds of exploding practice targets in the bed of Nielsen's truck along with his body. When Welter sets off the explosion, body parts scattered around the property.
As you can imagine, Nancy, this really rattled the neighborhood, quite literally. Witnesses had already reported hearing half a dozen gunshots to Washington police, then reported hearing a large explosion days later. Once authorities obtained a search warrant, they find Nielsen's truck on Welter's property and 10 guns that Welter was not allowed to own due to a previous felony conviction.
Washington cops ID Nielsen's remains after finding a wallet still tucked in a pants pocket. Welter now charged with murder and abuse of a corpse. Justino Garcia Avila runs a red light and notices too late a father and son in the crosswalk. Garcia Avila swerves, trying not to hit them, but can't. He hits both victims before crashing into a streetlight and a brick wall.
And Nancy, weather conditions didn't help the situation one bit. Garcia Avila sped at 80 miles per hour through the 45 mile per hour zone, despite the fact that it was raining. A blood test reveals the 32-year-old was also drunk. Christopher Clark Sr. is expected to survive his injuries, but Clark Jr. was pronounced dead when he arrived at a Nevada hospital.
Garcia Avila, drunk at the time of the incident, arrested by Nevada cops, booked on DUI resulting in death and serious bodily harm. An Oregon public transit safety supervisor summoned to a train after Nicole Heilman calls a stranger racial slurs and threatens to punch him. Heilman's tirade continues and she spits on the supervisor, claiming the supervisor is only taking the man's side because they're, quote, on the same team.
All of this on a MAX train, part of Portland's light rail system. The safety supervisor asked the victim and Heilman to exit the train car to address the issue, but Heilman refused to step off, preventing the train from continuing its route.
Police are called, and Heilman tries to leave, kicking and punching the supervisor, who ends up with a concussion. Heilman cuffed for first-degree bias crime, assault, and interfering with public transport. More crime and justice news after this. Now, with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
Authorities have a suspect in mind after four people were found dead and one injured at a marijuana farm in rural Oklahoma, but no arrests have been announced. Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation Captain Stan Florence says authorities believe the suspect knew the victims, who were found dead Sunday night at the 10-acre farm west of Hennessy, about 55 miles northwest of Oklahoma City. Authorities have not identified the victims or said how they were killed. The injured person was taken to an Oklahoma City hospital. The case is being investigated as a quadruple homicide.
The Kingfisher County Sheriff's Office initially responded to a reported hostage situation at the farm, but requested help from state authorities. We're now learning that the suspect in the mass shooting of 22 people at a Colorado gay nightclub sought to change his name more than 6 years ago. The request came months after he was apparently targeted by online bullying. 22-year-old Anderson Lee Aldrich, who faces murder and hate crime charges, was known as Nicholas Brink until 2016. Just before his 16th birthday, he petitioned a Texas court to change his name. According to our friends at the Washington Post, online court documents offered no official reason for the name change. The paperwork was signed by his grandparents. The mother of a toddler reported missing October 5th in Georgia has been arrested in connection with the child's disappearance and presumed death. Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
The Chatham County Police Department, in a post on Twitter, said officers had arrested Leilani Simon on charges of malice murder, concealing the death of another person, false reporting, and making false statements involving her son, 20-month-old Quentin Simon. Police Chief Jeff Hadley at a news conference said Simon had been the sole suspect since the child was first reported missing.
Human remains were found in a landfill November 18th, and the FBI, which has assisted in the search and other aspects of the case, is working to confirm the remains are those of the child. Reality TV stars Todd and Julie Chrisley have both been sentenced to lengthy prison terms after being convicted earlier this year on charges including bank fraud and tax evasion. U.S. District Judge Eleanor Ross in Atlanta gave Todd Chrisley 12 years in prison, while Julie Chrisley got 7 years behind bars. Each is to serve 3 years supervised release afterward, and Ross also ordered them to pay restitution in an amount to be determined later. Northern District of Georgia U.S. Attorney Ryan Buchanan.
The sentences handed down today by Judge Ross are lengthy. They reflect the magnitude of the criminal scheme.
The Chrisleys gained fame with their show Chrisley Knows Best, which follows their tight-knit, boisterous family.
Donald Stimley, impatient, waiting his turn during road construction. Only one lane of traffic can move at a time. He ignores a flagger and begins to go forward. Trying to prevent a head-on collision, the flagger steps in front of Stimley's car, and Stimley steps on the gas and lunges the car forward. The flagger knocked to the ground. Police arrest Stimley for aggravated battery with a deadly weapon, his car. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.